It's 8:51. We're at 70 degrees outside our WILO studios in Urbana. It's time to bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It's another good start to the day on the east side of the Mississippi River, but it's kind of cloudy to the west, and some rain and drizzle are occurring in those areas. Radar imagery this morning is still lit up with the same slow-moving storm system that brought all that hefty precipitation into hard red winter wheat country this past weekend. Well, we do have showers occurring across right in the Mississippi Valley, I guess, this morning in northwestern Illinois. Some light rainfall occurring across some of that region. But most other areas off to the east are mostly fair this morning. Temperatures running in the 50s and 60s, almost a summer-like start to the day here, at least as far as the temperatures is concerned across some of the area. But we will see the temperatures heat up this afternoon. It'll be a good day for field work across the eastern Midwest. There should not be any precipitation, and the temperatures are going to peak out again in the 70s and 80s across parts of the region. Most of the warmest conditions will be from southern and central portions of Indiana and southern Ohio down into Kentucky. These areas will all see temperatures over 80 degrees this afternoon. Everybody else will still see a pleasant range of 70s, and there will be some cooler conditions out there where it's mostly cloudy in the western Corn Belt and where the rain will be most significant today, and that's inclusive of Iowa, parts of Missouri, maybe the northernmost parts of Illinois. And then cooler still in areas across the Great Lakes region and areas further to the north. Well, today's particular setup is for a new round of showers and thunderstorms to develop in the western Corn Belt. What we have out there this morning on the charts is going to fall apart as it tries to move eastward. We will still see some random showers across Illinois and even into parts of Indiana today. But most of the precipitation is going to be very light, and if you're lucky enough to be able to dodge them, you should be able to continue working in the fields. As far as the western Corn Belt is concerned, there'll be a new low-pressure center developing over eastern Kansas as we get out into the latter part of the day today, and that may enhance rain and thunderstorm activity from Kansas into parts of Missouri and Iowa as we go into the day tomorrow. That means that the precipitation in the eastern Midwest will most likely fall apart because the new storm center will rob the atmosphere of that moisture. So if you're in Ohio, probably could get into much of the day on Wednesday with additional field work. The same will be true for eastern Kentucky, maybe even a few counties in eastern Indiana and up into Michigan. But after that, it's kind of over. We'll see scattered showers Wednesday night, Thursday, and early on Friday. And then finally, a new round of drying will occur across those areas. We are expecting the temperatures to hold up fairly well, but they will cool off with the cloudiness and the shower activity. Upper 60 and 70-degree highs will occur across much of the Midwest tomorrow and again on Thursday. On Friday, we'll probably still see the same kind of range of temperatures in the eastern Midwest, but in the west, we'll be back into the 70s, perhaps even pushing up close to 80 degrees, and we'll warm up in the eastern areas over the weekend as well. The majority of the precipitation will take a break for a little while, and if you're in the western parts of the Corn Belt, it'll be dry from Thursday into Sunday, and if you're in the eastern parts of the Midwest, probably Friday afternoon into Monday will be the dry window of opportunity to get into the fields. We do have another storm system on the charts for early next week that will likely set back field work once again. It's not a big event, not for the eastern Midwest, but there will be quite a bit of rain in the west and central parts of the region. So that'll be our next round of disruptive weather to deal with. Otherwise, I think most of the U.S. is looking fairly good with a good mix of weather across hard red winter wheat country continuing all the way through the end of this month. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.